listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Troy Miller joins us, president of the National Religious Broadcasters. Troy, thanks for taking the time.
Oh, thanks for having me today. It's great to be with you.
Well, Troy, you know, as a broadcaster, well, I'm very aware of NRB. As a matter of fact, I'll see you in a few weeks. For those listening that aren't familiar with the work of the National Religious Broadcasters, Troy, and you're welcome to mention what you do for radio stations like ours, but the general public, I think, should be much more aware of NRB.
Well, NRB is actually the oldest advocacy organization in the U.S. that works on behalf of Christian, you know, broadcasters. We started off in 1944 defending the rights of Christian pastors to be on the new mass media of radio. And for the last 82 years, we've just continued that. Of course, now we're in the digital age. So we say we're the largest organization who advocates for Christian communicators, whether you're in radio or television or producing for radio and television, internet, Christian film, Christian publishers, authors. And now we have a growing number of YouTube channelers and bloggers and podcasters and social media folks that are all a part of NRB as we advocate on behalf of their rights to be in the public sector, to be in the public space.
Yeah. And I will say for those, you know, who, this may jog some people's memories, seeing this content in the last year, as far as legislation for keeping AM radio in new automobiles and how important that is to broadcasters and really to the general public. Any update on that work?
Yeah, so now that the House has and the Senate have passed the appropriation bills to keep the government afloat and keep them operating, we've been given word that this bill is going to come up now. It's out of committee in the House. It passed out of committee overwhelmingly. There's 350 co-sponsors in the House. It's probably the most bipartisan bill in Congress. Has over 60 co-sponsors on the Senate side and is also out of the Senate committee. So we're just looking for now House leadership to take this bill to the floor. We expect it will have an easy time passing and be on the president's desk. And so we're really hoping that that's going to be the case here in the next 30 to 45 days.
All right. Well, we appreciate all the work that you and the team at NRB have been doing on our behalf. We're an FM station, but so much appreciate all the work that's being done. And I would encourage our generous New Mexico audience to go to nrb.org under the Connect area. This is a nonprofit organization. And if you appreciate the work that's being done there, we encourage you to prayerfully consider supporting them, not only financially, but pray for the work that's being done there and even drop a note to let them know how much you appreciate what they're doing, again, on our behalf. Now, Troy, we wanted to spend some time with you today because the National Religious Broadcasters, the NRB convention, is coming to Nashville here in just a couple weeks. And at the event, you will be recognizing Freedom 250. Can you speak to that? Kind of give us a sneak preview and how our audience can connect with what's going to be happening.
Yeah, exactly. So I think most Americans know we are celebrating the semi-quincentennial anniversary of the founding of this country. You know, when our forefathers got together and wrote the Declaration of Independence and declared their independence from England and the monarchy there. And so this is that celebration of it, 250 years. And so as one of the first events that's going to kick off in this celebration, we've been working very closely with the White House team, the America 250 team, and now the Freedom 250 team to start this celebration. And NRB is going to focus on that this will happen at Thursday evening in our event. But we're going to be focusing on America's, the underpinnings behind why the founding fathers really did what they did. And those underpinnings all have their roots in the Christian scriptures and the Judeo-Christian ethics that drove them to the decisions they made. And so that's one thing we'll be focused on tonight. We're going to have folks, people from all across the administration, people from the Freedom 250 team there. We're going to have one of these, what's called the Freedom 250 trucks on our exhibit floor. And you can go through that. It's going to give you the whole history behind the founding of our country. Plus, we're partnering with a couple of really great groups. We're partnering with PragerU. They're going to come out and they're going to do some fun things. We're actually going to have a fun kind of a mock Jeopardy game going on live with the audience involvement and things. And then our great friends at Wall Builders, David and Barton, will be there to help us with that. And then our folks from Pray.com, because there's an initiative going on within this, which is the Pray for America initiative, which is calling on churches and Christians to be praying for our country leading up to the celebration on July 4th.
All right. Well, there's a lot to digest. And man, you mentioned some great organizations, you know, here, Wall Builders and the Bartons and PragerU, which actually brings to mind, Troy, you might be much closer to this. Can you give us an update on Dennis?
Yeah, so we're actually going to have an updated message from Dennis that'll be played at NRB this year. He's recovering, as many people know, or maybe not know. Dennis is recovering from a fall that he was severely injured in, and so he's still in his hospital bed, but he has his wits all about him. He's as sharp as ever. And he's doing his best to get back into the fray, but we're actually going to have an update from Dennis at NRB.
Okay. And, you know, for those not attending NRB and are interested in the content, what would you encourage them to do as far as making that available?
Yeah. So keep an eye on our website, nrb.org and nrbconvention.org. We still maybe some of our events, some of our sessions will be streamed live, and you'll be able to tap into those live streams from there. And possibly even our America 250 event will be live. But post the conference, those events will all be up on our YouTube channel for you, any of the viewers who want to go back and see, hey, what happened at NRB, what did they talk about? Because we not only are we doing America 250, but we're going to be running a lot of panels. We have over 160 now, I think, speakers that are talking about a wide range of subjects that affect us as Christians in this country and around the world.
Very good. Well, excited to celebrate with NRB and those attending as far as the Freedom 250 event. And again, so much appreciate the work that you, Troy, and the team at NRB do to support religious broadcasters, whether TV, podcasters, radio, and look forward to catching up with you in Nashville. Looking forward to having you back on again.
Thank you. Thanks for having me today.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.